At most workplaces, people don't know exactly how much money their coworkers are making. But a few businesses are trying something different. Just tell the whole staff what everyone is earning. Lisa Pollack from NPR's Planet Money team visited one of those companies.
One of the reasons why salaries are secret is that it makes life easier for the boss.
I have, in many occasions, paid the exact same skill set, wildly different fees, because I was able to negotiate better with one person than another.
Dane Atkinson is a tech entrepreneur. He started his first company at 17. He's run a dozen more since. He's friendly and somehow able to sound cheerful, even while explaining the art of hiring workers for as little as possible.
You try to get the candidate to reveal what they want. So you ask them, what are you expecting? What did you make in your last job? One person will say, I made 80 in my last job. One person will say, I made 50. Rarely, and I was guilty of this as well, will you tell the 50 person, oh, that's insane. You should make 70 here, no problem. The 50 person, you're like, I think we really like you. We can probably get there. We can probably get up to your number.
We can probably get up to 50?
Yes.
This works great for the company until the person finds out they're getting underpaid.
I've seen people cry and scream at each other.
And after enough of these painful moments, Atkinson vowed that at his next company, things would be different. 3 years ago, he started a tech firm called Sumall. And he decided that at this company, salaries wouldn't be secret.
Hi, I'm looking for Dane.
A few weeks ago, I visited the Sumall offices in New York. It's one of those open offices, no cubicles, just long tables with computers on them. There were just 10 people when the company started. They hashed out what everyone would get paid. But it started to get more complicated when they started hiring new people. He'd have to sit the new candidate down and basically say, for your job, this is what people get paid.
I distinctly remember hiring an experienced, seasoned employee who has negotiated through her career. And her response was, this is unfair because I can't actually negotiate. It is what it is. It's a car with an actual price versus, you know, talk to the dealer.
If the person accepted the offer, then something else unusual would happen. Their pay would be revealed to everyone else at the company. There was this list on the company server with everybody's names and salaries, and anyone could look it up and find out what anyone was making at any time. And inevitably, some people didn't like what they saw. That's what happened to this guy.
My name's Chris Yaditz. I am the de facto head of the marketing team.
De facto, because earlier this year, he took over the duties of someone who'd left the company. It was a lot more responsibility, and so he looked up the salary list.
The person who is vacating the position that I was about to be moving into was making about 95, I believe, and I was making 55.
And how did that make you feel?
Made me feel definitely underpaid, as if I was being looked over, maybe a little bit.
But here is the strange thing that happens when salaries are public. When you see something that bothers you, you don't have to cry and scream. You can just go and ask the boss. It's public. You're supposed to know it. So Yaditz went to his boss.
Said, absolutely, we'll get you up there, no problem.
How much do you make now?
I make 75 now.
Oh, so you got a $20,000 raise.
Yes. Yes, I did.
At Sumall, meetings like this happen all the time. And for Atkinson, the boss, it's one of the best parts of having payout in the open. A chance to talk to people not just about what they make, but why. And often it doesn't end with a raise. Often he has to explain that the reason why the person makes more than you is that she's more valuable to the company. And if you do what she's doing, you can make more too. The way Atkinson sees it, transparency is a defense against the games that bad bosses can play. For instance, you can't pay women less than men if everybody can see what you're doing.
We couldn't hire a minority at half the price. It just wouldn't stand. We couldn't abuse somebody who really had no self-image and offer themselves at a lower value, right?
Atkinson says some employees have struggled with the system. But when I walked around the office, this was the more typical reaction.
It was actually way less exciting than I wanted it to be.
That's Masa Mostajavi. She manages customer support.
I mean, it's a very like plain like Google Doc with just like numbers and names, and it was just very like, just like, oh, okay.
I talked to the CEO of another company that has pay transparency, and he said the reaction reminds him of Americans hearing they have topless beaches in Europe. Before you go to one, you think it's just going to be the craziest thing in the world. And then you get there, and it's like, okay, nobody's flipping out because people are topless here. It's just how things are. Lisa Pollack, NPR News.